Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about Him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the past and death, responsively. Again, there are those
it is said clearly that you don't expect the general mass of people to be conversant with spiritual they must preach. Annebhya. What is that? What is the first line?
Anye tvehavam ajananta.
Anne te ajananta. Generally, people, they do not know what is the value of a spiritual knowledge. Murha, they have been called as murha and duskritina. Duskritina means always engaged in sinful activities. If you do not have Krishna consciousness, then your eating, sleeping, or walking, whatever you are doing, this is all sinful. All sinful. You do not know how you are becoming responsible for killing so many ants while you are walking. You are walking, you do not know. We have seen so many ants are loitering on the street. And you are killing. That means you are responsible. You cannot kill even a single ant. So therefore, unless you come to Krishna consciousness, whatever you are acting in your daily life, it is sinful. And you are becoming complicated, involved. This is the padang padang jada vipadang. This world is so made that in every step you are creating some dangerous position. Padang padang jada vipadang. This material world is like that. Bhunyante te aghang papam jipachanti atma karanat. Generally people, they cook for themselves nice palatable foodstuff for eating and enjoying. But they do not know that they are eating all sinful reaction. Bhunyante te aghang papam jipachanti atma karana. What is the difference between this house and the next house? Here we cook for Krishna, not for ourselves. Therefore, we are being saved. Otherwise, if you don't cook for Krishna, if you cook for yourself, then it is in the Bhagavad Gita I said, bhunyante te aghang papam jipachanti atmaka. So these things are to be learned. Anne ajananta. People generally, they do not know that they are in a dangerous position. this material life. Dangerous position means, now you may think that I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that, I am Birla, I am big man. But after death, you have to accept another body. Takta dehang, tatha dehantara prapti. There is dehantar. Na hannate hannamane sharire. Call them to sit down. You are not dead simply by annihilation of the body. Na hannate hannamane sharire nitta sasatayam. You are nitta sasata na jayate na mriyate. You have no birth, no death. The birth and death is simply changing body. Just like we have changed so many bodies. I was a child. That the child body is no longer to be seen, that does not mean I am dead. I had my body of a child. That body is now finished. There is no such body. You can see in photograph your body, childhood body. But where is that body? That body is gone. So, body gone, but you are living. What is the difficulty to understand? And Krishna says, na hannate hannamane sarire. The body being lost, the person is not lost. The person is living. Exactly. Just like I was a young man like you. I was also very beautiful at that time. But where is that body? But that body is gone, but that does not mean I am dead. Similarly, when this body, this old body, when it will be not workable, the machine will not act. So, I or you, every one of us, will have to change. Suppose your car is going on. Somehow or other, the car stops. Then you take another car and continue your journey. The car stops to work does not mean that the man who is in the car, he also stops. No. He continues. Therefore it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, na hannate hannamane sarire. Your work is not stopped. You are transferred to another body. And because we have to work with this body in this material world, just like car is already ready, you can. But this car, next car, is not ready. But it will have to be manufactured. How? You have to enter into the particular type of mother, and the mother's material ingredients will help you to manufacture a particular type of car or body. The body is also a car, a machine. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahman sarvabhutani jantra rurhani mayaya. Jantra. It has been said as jantra. A machine. This is just like machine. And we can perceive that as soon as some part of the machine is slackened or not in order, That is your disease condition. You cannot work. But this we must, dangerous position means that we should not be very much satisfied or rest assured that I am in very secure position because I am American or I am this, I am that. You are not in secure position. At any moment, this car, this body functioning will stop and you have to change. So therefore, you do not know what kind of change is going there. It may be very nice change or it may be very bad change. So therefore, it is very dangerous position. It is very dangerous. You do not know. You have to know. You can know that if you follow this shastric injunction in the Bhagavad Gita. You do not know what kind of body I am going to get next life, but you can know from Bhagavad Gita. You cannot speculate, but you can know from Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita says, Urdhaṃ gacchanti sattasva madhye tisthanti rājasa jaghanna gunavrittisthya adho gacchanti tamasa. Urdhaṃ gacchanti sattasva, those who are in the modes of goodness, satogun, just like Brahmana, they will be promoted to the higher planetary system. Madhye tisthanti rajasa, those who are passionate, they will remain within this material. Everything is material, this middle portion of the material. And adho gacchanti tamasa, tamasic, eating, tamasing, sleeping, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. So, adho gacchanti tamasa, they go down, that means they will have to accept the body of animal or lower than that, or in the lower planetary system. Everything is there. Adho gacchanti tamasa, janti deva vrata deva. Deva vrata, those who are attached to worship the demigods, they will go to the particular planet where Indra, Chandra, Lord Shiva or Brahma, like that, you can go there. Janti deva vrata. Pindadan, you have seen the Hindus, they offer oblations to the forefathers. So they will go to the Pitriloka. Janti bhuteja bhutani, those who are ordinary materialistic persons, they remain in this world. And madhyajinopi janti ma, and those who are Krishna conscious, they will come to me. Krishna says. So, why not become Krishna conscious and go directly back to home, back to God? This is our mission. You have to prepare for the next life. There are so many different types of next life. Beginning from Brahma Loka down to the Abrahma Bhuvana Lokan, Punaravartinanjana. So, why should we try for making a better position within this material world? Why? Why should we waste our time like that? You have seen that to occupy the post of president, Mr. Nixon, how much he had to work in the beginning. I was at that time in America. He was advertising, America needs now Nixon. So he had to spend millions and millions of dollars, so many cliques and so many intricacy political, but he got the presidency somehow. And now he's dragged down. Now he's awkward position. So similarly, going to the higher planetary system, you have to undergo so many austerities, penances, or even if you can go to the Brahma Loka or Brahma Emergence, Arujya Krichina Parang Padang Tata Patanti Yadha. There is no security in any place. But Krishna says, Jadgatyana Nivartante Tadhamam Paramam. But you can go at a place where from you haven't got to return. That is my paramdham. So why not that? Madhyajino pijanti ma. So if you worship Krishna, the simple thing, Krishna has agreed to take your service because you cannot see Krishna physically. You can see. This Krishna, when he is present in this murti, deity, he is physically present because you cannot work without Krishna's being physically present. Krishna is everything. So because you cannot see Krishna otherwise, therefore Krishna has appeared before you just like a stone statue. Because you cannot see Krishna without his becoming a stone statue or wooden statue. That is Krishna's mercy. But that does not mean Krishna is stone. Krishna is everything. So, madhyajina, to accept your worship, Krishna is here. Don't consider that here is a stone deity. No, he is Krishna. He has agreed. Because madhyajina, Krishna says, one who worships me. Now, ordinarily, where is Krishna? You don't find. Therefore, Krishna is available in this form. Krishna is so kind that you take me. You offer me service, madhyajina, I'll accept. We should worship Krishna in that spirit, not that we are worshipping a stone. He cannot see, let me do all nonsense in the deity room. No, he is seeing. Don't be so much cunning. He is more cunning than you. He can see, just like in that story, the old Brahmin and the young Brahmin, Sakhi Gopal. Sakhi Gopal, so the young man came to Krishna in Vrindavan, sir, you have to go to give witness because the old man is not keeping his promise. So Krishna said to the young devotee that how you are proposing that I shall go? Can a stone deity can walk? Do you think? He said, yes, if the stone deity can speak, he can walk also. So devotee is so strong. So Krishna had to, yes, I'll go. First of all, he wanted to avoid. Then when he saw that he is not ordinary devotee, he said, all right, I'll go. So he came from Vrindavan to Katak. So don't think that is stone deity. Sakshat Brajendananda, directly Krishna. But he is available to my capacity of understanding him. Not that he is different from the original Krishna. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, Krishna's pastime, everything absolute. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra, it does not mean that it is a sound only. It is Krishna, personally. You are in direct touch with Krishna when you chant Hare Krishna. This is realization, this is Krishna consciousness. So how one can learn? That what it is said here. Anne, anne bhya, what is that? Those who do not know, they can come to this Krishna consciousness center and they will understand by hearing. Remember, anne, anne va. They do not know. People, we are opening so many centers. Why? Because people do not know. And it is our duty to give them chance to know what is Krishna. This is preaching. This is... Because people in general, they do not know what is Krishna. We are giving them chance to know Krishna. So by knowing Krishna, what will happen? Yes?
Shutya
evam upasate. What is it?
Tepi cha titaranti eva.
Tepi cha titaranti. They also can go back to home, back to God. By learning. This is school. We are teaching others. Unfortunately, they do not take chance of learning this great science. They are so unfortunate. We are canvassing. We are going door to door. We are publishing books, we are flattering them. Please come here, take prasadam, hear something from Bhagavan. No, they have no time. They have no time. They are working like cats and dogs. They will agree to go to transfer this body from this body to another abominable body. But they will not try to stop this repetition of birth and death. Maya is so strong. So it is our duty to preach, to broadcast the message of Bhagavad Gita as far as possible. That is our duty. It is not that it is a formality. It is not formality. It is our duty. Because Krishna, we have accepted, we are eternally servant of Krishna, that we forgot. Now, in this life, we have surrendered to Krishna and accepted his service. Krishna, so long I forgot. I am your eternal servant. But I forgot it. Now, in this life, I can understand, therefore I surrender unto you. This is our life. Krishna consciousness, people means, this is, that Krishna, I forgot you. I forgot my relationship with you. But now I have come to know that I am your eternal servant. Therefore, engage me. I am also serving. I am not here master. In the material world, everyone is servant. Servant of the family, servant of the community, servant of the nation. Servant. Everyone is servant. Nobody is master. But what kind of servant? No. Servant of my senses. The summary is, I am servant of the society, servant of the family, servant of so many things. The summary is, I am servant of my senses. Because I want sense enjoyment, therefore I become servant of my wife. Actually, this is the position. I accept one woman as my wife. The real meaning is that I accept to become her servant. If I cannot satisfy her, then she will rebel. I want to satisfy her senses, then my sons, my daughters, even my servants. Nowadays servants you keep, you pay, but if he is dissatisfied, he immediately resigns. So you have to flatten. So he may not go out. So in this way, we are servants, we are never master. But by illusion, we cannot understand why one takes the responsibility of family life. Servants of so many items, because I want to satisfy my senses. Therefore, I am servant of nobody, but I am servant of my senses. This is the position. So, when I forget to become servant of Krishna, then I become servant of my senses. My position as servant remains the same. Again, if I give up the servitude of my senses and accept the servitude of Krishna, then I am liberated. This is the position. Servant you have to do. Kama, the servant of kama dinam kratidhana kratidha palita dunnidesh. One who is intelligent, he comes to the senses and he understands that I had been servant of kama, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, like that. So, I have served them, satisfied. Nobody is satisfied. Natrupana Kurunaja. They are not satisfied. You go on serving. Even Mahatma Gandhi, he was serving his country, but he was killed by his countrymen. It is a fact. So you cannot satisfy. Who can give more service than Mahatma Gandhi? But what was the return? The return was that his countryman killed him. This is the return. You go on serving your senses in the name of your country, society, family. They will never be satisfied. And as soon as there is possibility, they will kill you. So, why should you be so much serious about serving other than Krishna? That is sense. Better serve Krishna. Then you learn. What is the result? Mittum atitaranti. Then you surpass the jurisdiction beyond the range of birth and death. What is the last line?
Mrityum Shruti
Parayana. Mrityu. You conquer over this reputation of birth and death simply by this process of hearing. Shruti Parayana. Shruti Parayana. If you simply hear Bhagavad Gita from realized souls regularly, by hearing only, you will be able to conquer over birth, death, old age and disease. This is the reason. Thank you very much.